Now, today is Vocation Sunday, and the Archbishop has asked all the priests to talk about vocations. Well, I was looking back in my 38 plus years as a priest, and I've given homilies probably most weekends of those 32 years. And if you do the math, it comes out to over 2,000 plus homilies. It's a lot of homilies. So I may have given this one before, but I'm old and I don't remember. But it's my story of how I became a priest. And of course, as many of you know in the parish, I grew up in Wayne on the west side, went to St. Mary's. My parents always took me to church. I never was a server. I never was in the youth group. I helped my dad usher. When I went to University of Michigan Ann Arbor, I always went to Mass on Sunday. That was just part of who I was, going to Mass on Sunday. It was my hour a week I gave to God. And then I went to law school in Arkansas, and boy, did things change. You know, in Michigan, you can take a rock and throw it into a crowd, and the odds are really good you're going to hit a Catholic. Now, that Catholic probably doesn't go to Mass, but you're going to hit a Catholic. So, but not true in Arkansas. It's a completely different world. Fundamentalist and Baptist. I was the only Catholic in the dorm. And law school, I found out, was a whole lot harder than college. Very hard indeed. I never studied so hard. And so anytime I got a chance to take a break from studying, I took it. And there were two areas I found, both spiritual related, where I found great relief from the studies. One was Sunday Mass. Father Joe Paolo at St. Thomas Becket Newman Center, wonderful priest from Cleveland. I enjoyed going, I set up, I was ushered, I helped with communion, I cleaned up after, then I set up for the following Mass. And I enjoyed that a lot. The other group of people was a bunch of guys in the dorm. They had found this Bible study, and they had decided they were going to save that Catholic. So they invited me to this Bible study. Now, over time, you know, it's great to relax and great not to have to think about case law for a while. But they kept challenging me, never forced it upon me, but suggested, you know, you really should consider asking the Lord Jesus to be your personal Lord and Jesus be your personal Lord and Savior, come into your life. Well, I decided after some time, try it out. I did it. I had quite an experience. Wow, it was powerful. It was uplifting, a little bit frightening. I never felt something like that before. And I said, wow, there's something here. Now, of course, the guys in the group said, well, now you got to become a Baptist like us. But something in the back of my mind said, no, there's more to this than just this experience. So I went to see Father Joe Paolo, parish priest. You know, I'm telling you something, ladies and gentlemen, the smartest and wisest priests are the parish priests. Write that down. Anyway, so he said, well, Joe, this is how it goes. I have no doubt you had an experience of the Lord. And all these people who accept Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior probably do have a real legitimate experience of the Lord. But here is where we differ. How big is your God? Because they see it as a one and out. The one time you accept the Lord and that's it, boom. We believe in a much, much bigger God. A way much bigger God. A God that's already there. That God's been in your life since your parents brought you into this earth. That parents, he got more in your life at your baptism. He was more in your life through the Eucharist. God was already there. So when you asked Jesus to enter your life, Jesus wasn't copying in from some cloud. He was already there. You were just opening yourself up to a presence and allowing yourself to experience the God that's already in your life. And that was the beginning of the road to the priesthood. That was the beginning of the road. And after some time of practicing law and getting even more and more involved in the parish, I thought, well, maybe I'm being called to be a priest. And I was hearing it from people. People I least expected were telling me, you know, you should be a priest. So I talked to Father Paolo about that. He said, well, go to seminary and try it out. You already have your law license. If it doesn't work out, you can come back and practice law. So I decided I'd do it. And then I had to tell my parents. After all, I'd gone through college, then law school, and now seminary. I thought, what are they going to think of me? Am I going to be the eternal student? Am I ever going to get a job, you know? Well, I got home, and I told my parents. And my mother began to cry. I said, oh, this is going to go bad. And my mother said to my dad, we should tell him what we did. I said, what do you mean, what you did? Now, I know my parents were married in 1948. I came around, I was the oldest, I was the first one, 1957. My parents tried very hard to have children, but you know, the medicine back then isn't what it is today. And they also prayed a lot about it. Boy, did they pray. And finally, after many years, they concluded with this prayer. And this is what they told me, they're telling me this. They said, son, we said to the Lord, please give us children. If you give us children, we'll give the first one back to you. Wow. I said, well, you've never told me that before. And they said, well, we kind of figured that if God was to cash in on it, he'd cash in on it. He cashed in on it. But that is the story is my road to the priesthood. But in it are two things that all of us can do in this building today, that all of us can do that can promote vocations. One is prayer. My parents prayed, and we should always pray for vocations. Every Sunday Mass, we do a petition for vocations. Every daily Mass, I do a petition for vocations. But every single one of us in our personal prayer life should add a prayer for vocations. Because prayer, ladies and gentlemen, is extremely powerful and very much underused by most of us. It takes time to really pray. Put that time aside and pray and add vocations to your prayer. And then, as I mentioned, that people were telling me I should be a priest. The other thing you can do to promote vocations is if you know someone who would be a good priest, tell them